A few years ago, I was touring an American Air Force base where they have housed nuclear missiles and B-52 bombers for many years. Along the way, the briefing officer told me something that made me very happy, that the Cold War between us and the Soviet Union was behind us. Because it turns out that the Cold War almost got a whole lot hotter. My host told me about a couple of instances during the 1970s when our planes thought the U.S. was about to be under nuclear attack. And in one case, the tracking seemed to prove that. So our pilots scrambled into their bombers, armed with nuclear weapons, and took off to retaliate against the Soviet Union. Well, obviously, you and I are still here. That never happened. But the planes were actually in the air. The problem was in a little computer chip that had created an error in communications. That's pretty scary. There could have been bombs dropped based on erroneous information. Now, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about premature bombs. Well, thank God the nuclear bombs have never been used. But my concern today is on a more personal scale. Verbal bombs that we all too often drop on people, on their reputations. And those bombs have been used way too much. And sometimes we're bombing even before we have all the information. If we had that information, we might very well call back the bombs. And that's what happened with God's ancient people. Back in our word for today from the Word of God, Joshua 22. The bombers were in the air. The Jews were beginning to settle into the Promised Land, with most of the 12 tribes of Israel settling west of the Jordan River, as in West Bank that we hear so much about today. But 2.5 tribes had been given their share of land on the east side of the river. Well, before long, the Eastsiders built an altar on their side. Okay, the official altar for the Jews was on the west side, and all those tribes on the west side said, this is an act of rebellion against God. Okay, here we are in verse 11. When the Israelites heard that they had built an altar on the border of Canaan, the whole assembly of Israel gathered to go to war against them. In verse 16, they asked the altar builders, how could you turn away from the Lord and build yourselves an altar in rebellion against him now? The Eastsiders responded, this is not rebellion. It was a precaution in case there ever came a day when the Westsiders would exclude them from worshiping at the real altar. This was an act of devotion, but it had been misinterpreted as an act of rebellion. Good thing they talked about it, huh, before the bombs flew? Here's how close they came. Verse 33 actually says they talked no more about going to war against them to devastate their country. That's like those planes that were ready to bomb because they had the wrong information. Devastating results, narrowly avoided. There's a lesson here. Both in the ancient and the modern examples of bombs were almost dropped prematurely. If you're going to criticize someone, if you're going to attack someone, will you talk to them first? Have you taken time to ask them why they're doing what they're doing? Understand their reasons? Or just start dropping bombs? Have you heard their heart first? You might be totally misinterpreting their motives or their actions. At home, at church, at work, we tend to shoot first and ask questions later, don't we? That single mistake has destroyed marriages and parent-child relationships and churches and ministries and friendships, and it doesn't have to be. Oswald Chambers, the author of My Utmost for His Highest, said that one of his personal rules was, I refuse to criticize. Then he would quote 1 Corinthians 4:5 as his reason why. Judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will expose the motives of men's hearts. There are just so many craters, so many wounded people, where someone has dropped a bomb that never should have been dropped. A disaster could be averted when we check our information before the bombers are in the air